Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Man, producers love throwing us curveballs. Brand new intro, not even aware of. It's kind of a brand new old intro. It's the intro that we used to come into. We were waiting on the intro that we normally do, and they throw that. The last couple of weeks, they've been throwing us curveballs. But you know what? Kip and I are professionals, and we eat curveballs for lunch.
I mean, I've always been able to hit a curveball. You, on the other hand.
I'm a baseball guy.
Takes a lot of work for you.
Well, you know.
Breaking balls, sliders, I mean, maybe a fastball. You eat up a fastball, but curveballs sometimes you struggle with. But it's okay. You got me to carry. I hit the breaking ball.
I got you to carry me.
I hit the breaking ball. If you look on deck, I'm standing on deck. You know I can hit the breaking ball.
I got Kip Branch to carry me. Thank God.
We're talking in baseball terms.
Kip Branch is here to carry Jason Bishop.
Man,
we go. Yeah, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to the Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, and number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you. A mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
All right, so some scores. Playoff football still going on around the state. In 7A, Walton 52, Brookwood 35. By the way, the winner of these games all advanced to the Final Four. These are Elite Eight scores. Mill Creek goes down to Milton 36-27. Grayson takes out Roswell 24-14, and Collins Hill Woodsheds Lounge 49-7.
Apparently, Region 1 was very overrated this season.
I agree.
Very, I mean, 49-7.
We're not very strong.
Lounge gets just curb stomped. 49-7, that's kind of unheard of.
Well, Collins Hill is Collins Hill, too.
Yeah, but Lounge is Lounge. 49-7. You know, Region 1, maybe do some self-assessment and just get better.
Well, they're going to have to get better because the Camden County Wildcats have Jeff Heron.
Okay. Coach Heron's a proven coach.
Yep.
I mean, they went 4-7 this past year.
And they'll start winning regions in the very near future.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Johns Creek made an Elite Eight run by upsetting Rome early in the playoffs. Well, their luck ran out. Decula, who took down Brunswick High last week, they beat Johns Creek this week 35-0.
That one kind of stings looking at that score. I saw it last night. That one stings a little bit.
Northside goes down to Hughes 48-7. Carrollton outlasts Westlake 37-32. Here's the shocker of the night. Not that Buford won, but Buford beat Lee 27-0. Buford shut out Lee County.
I mean, Buford is Buford. They call them the University of Buford. They're one of the best programs in the state. I've been to Lee County last year. Just didn't like how the people conducted themselves over there. So I have there's no love lost seeing that score. I'm kind of glad that they got a little dose of reality over there last night.
Okay. Creekside took out in 5A. Creekside took out Whitewater 20-13. Of course, Creekside beat Coffee earlier in the playoffs. Warner Robins 49, Jones County 21, Bliss of Trinity 49, Villarica 7, and Calhoun 31-7 over Clark Central in 5A.
Apparently Calhoun's pretty good.
Apparently.
That's a good region, the Cartersville-Calhoun region. That's a good 5A region up in North Georgia.
It's weird to read those scores and not be reading a Ware County score.
Yes, it is.
Ware County's at the house.
They're at the house, and all the tradition in Ware County supplied by the Waycross Bulldogs.
We talked about this last week. You're going to get this show in trouble.
It's true, though.
You're going to get people mad.
The Waycross Bulldogs, four state championships, have provided all the history in Ware County.
You need to be a little more...
Man, these are facts, dude.
You need to be a little more flexible about how you say things.
Those are facts. Do we not want to report facts on this show?
It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Well, how else is there to say it? All the history comes from one school that's not there anymore.
Daugherty, 14-16 losers to Carver Columbus in 4A. Cedartown, 39-25 winners over Perry. Benedictine in a heavyweight bout with Marist. They move on 24-21. Bainbridge goes down to North Oconee 29-24. In AAA, Cedar Grove beats Crisp 28-6. The Appling County Pirates keep on marching.
They're rolling.
Yes, sir. 21-7. You might see the Appling County Pirates in Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings next segment.
Beat a good Thompson team, too, by two touchdowns.
Burke County goes down to Carver, Atlanta 46-14. And Pierce knocks off Peach 35-30.
Pierce just keeps rolling.
In double A, Swainsboro 12-9 over Northeastern, Fitzgerald 21-7 over Putnam. South Atlanta goes down to Callaway 39-22. Rabun, shocker, I had Rabun winning double A. They're out. Thomasville beat them 49-24.
Thomasville is legit.
Yes, they are. Irwin County takes down Macon County 28-15. Wilcox beats Manchester 20-14. Metter puts 60 points on Turner, 60-21.
Well, we'll find out all we need to know about the Metter Tigers next week.
Metter will play Brooks, who beat Warren 51-30.
They host the Brooks County Trojans, and we'll know all we need to know about the Metter Tigers this week and all this hype that you've been pouring on Metter all year.
Metter's good.
We're going to find out how good they are next week.
Holy Innocence goes down to Eagles Landing Christian 35-28. Trinity blasts Darlington 56-7. Calvary Day is stunned. Upset of the night. Fellowship knocks them off 24-14.
How is that the upset of the night? Because you say it is?
Because Calvary Day in my bracket was winning the whole thing.
Well, just because you say they're going to win it, does that mean they're going? Is that the shocker of the night?
It's an upset. Big upset.
Is it a big upset?
Huge.
According to you.
Prince Avenue 41, First Presbyterian 22, and those are your scores from last night. On the other side of the break, it will be the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
That ought to be good.
260 on my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, yeah. Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to the Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The final four in the GHSA playoffs are set. The Swainsboro Tigers punched their ticket to the final four, knocking off Northeast 12-9 in a dogfight. The Metter Tigers also advanced to the final four, hanging 60 on Turner 60-21. The Appling County Pirates continue sailing through the playoffs, upending Thompson 21-7. Pierce County advanced as well, eliminating Peach County 30-25. Benedictine ended Marist's season 24-21 in a heavyweight bout. Both Calvary Day and Lowndes had their seasons end last night as well. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You know the answer.
You're just talking to yourself.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. I hate to see Dan Mullen get fired. He was the best UGA coach since Vince Dooley. All of the alleged steroid users should get in the Hall of Fame. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Georgia, you better be on upset alert. The millions of Georgia Tech fans in Atlanta are waiting on you. Well, Oregon pulled an Oregon. Never will a college football playoff committee be rooting for Alabama more than this committee is. Because if Alabama loses, Cincinnati is in. We're probably going to get an ACC title game of Wake Forest and Pittsburgh. Ratings bonanza. Would Barry Bonds' head fit onto a Hall of Fame plaque? Leave it to the Cowboys to lose a game and then blame it on the officials. Coming to Athens, Kirby Smart Boulevard. It will replace one of the 33 boulevards named after Vince Dooley. The Detroit Lions, the new Jacksonville Jaguars. Alex Anthopoulos, why isn't Freddie Freeman signed yet? A new Mario Brothers movie is on its way. Kit Branch already has tickets. And these are my thoughts.
You won't see me at a Mario Brothers movie unless my grandson wants to go. Thank you. So, there you go.
It's not what you told me.
Trying to use my name. So, what did you say about Georgia Tech? You said Georgia Tech has Georgia on upset alert today?
I said the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll talk a little bit more about this. The Georgia Bulldogs.
I tried to bet you on that before the show, and
I didn't have the cash on me to put up. Yeah. The Georgia Bulldogs had better be on upset alert today. I'll explain why in the next segment, but for right now, it is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, another playoff edition.
Let's hear this garbage. Go ahead.
All right, moving in to the top 10.
Moving in.
Moving into the top 10 at 7-3, the Coffee County Trojans.
Wait a minute, they haven't been in all season?
They were in a couple of times during the year.
But they moved back in.
They're now back in.
Oh, they lost in the first round and they moved back into the
in the playoffs this week.
Oh, okay.
At number 9, up one spot, Jeff Davis.
Okay.
At number 8, also up one spot, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets.
There we go. They got beat, how bad, 48 to something last week?
They're up a spot. At number 7, also gaining a spot, the Ware County Gators go from 8 to 7.
Okay.
At number 6, down 2 spots, the Brunswick High Pirates.
So Brunswick High is 11-1 and drops 2 spots, and Coffee jumps back into pole. Southeast Bullock gets beat 48-10, and they jump a spot. And so you're about to rank Pierce County ahead of Brunswick High, who Brunswick High beat during the regular season. So don't tell me about head-to-head matchups ever again on this show. So go ahead.
At number five, down three spots, the Calvary Day Cavaliers dropped three spots to number five.
Dropped three spots to number five. Okay.
At number four, moving up two spots, the Pierce County Bears at number four.
How many games have they lost?
Two.
Two. And they're ranked, you got a two-loss team ranked at what, four?
I love how you do this. Every week you spin this to accommodate whatever argument you're making.
You said losses matter.
They do matter.
Okay, so you got two lost teams ranked ahead of one lost team.
What time did Brunswick High kick off last night?
They did.
Pierce County kicked off at 7:30.
Okay. So, I got you.
At number three, the Benedictine Cadets move up two spots from five to three.
Should have been there the whole year, but okay.
At number two, up one spot, the Appling County Pirates.
So you still got Appling ranked ahead of Pierce, who Pierce beat 20-0 on the last game of the regular season.
See, you just made an argument that Brunswick should be ranked ahead of Pierce because they have less losses, which also Appling has less losses, but now you want to argue head-to-head. Which way do you want to do it?
Does head-to-head matter in this bogus poll?
The formula is concrete.
How many times have you said head-to-head matchups, the formula factors them more than anything?
Oh, it does.
Well, apparently not, because Pierce and Appling are in the Final Four.
And they're both ranked inside the Final Four of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
But you got Pierce ranked behind Appling, who beat them by three touchdowns.
And the number one team.
Oh, my gosh.
And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, holding strong for the second week in a row, putting 60 up on the board last night. The Metter Tigers are the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
So, Metter, you're on the clock. The Brooks County Trojans are coming to Metter this coming up Friday night. We're going to find out if all that hype's just hype, or are you ready for big-time football?
Well, let's recap. At number 10, Coffee. 9, Jeff Davis. 8, Southeast Bullock. 7, Ware. 6, Brunswick High. 5, Calvary Day. 4, Pierce. 3, Benedictine. 2, Appling. And the number one team again for the second consecutive week, the Metter County Tigers. The mighty Metter County Tigers.
Metter County.
I'm sorry, Metter. They're in Candler County.
Here we go. The Metter County Tigers.
I misspoke.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's a question that the masses...
I know what county Metter is. Okay. I lived up that way for years. I just misspoke.
Just a little misspoke. Here's the question the masses have.
All right.
Why in the heck is Southeast Bullock in these rankings?
What do you mean?
Why are they in these rankings?
Well, they had a good year.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that had good years.
Well,
I mean,
Southeast Bullock had a better year than whoever is not ranked inside these rankings.
They beat up on the Groves and the Windsor Forests and the Johnsons of the world.
What do you have against Bullock County so badly?
I don't have anything.
Do you have like a complex from all those years that Statesboro throttled Brunswick High for two decades?
I mean, I don't have any issue with Southeast.
Is that the issue?
I'm just asking, how does it formula or whatever, how does Jason Bishop value wins in your schedule?
Jason Bishop doesn't value these things.
What is this thing
called? The logarithm.
What is this poll called?
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need.
with a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
We were just looking at the brackets, and Brooks County's got to go to Metter. Brooks has got to go to the Tigers' Den in Candler County to play the Metter Tigers, who just put 60 on Turner. I misspoke. I said Wilcox. They put 60 on Turner last night. It don't look. I like Maurice Freeman just as much as the next guy, but it don't look good for those Trojans going to play those Tigers in Metter.
Here's my response to that. So, Maurice Freeman is not scared to get on the bus and go to Metter.
Metter hadn't lost a game at home all year.
We'll see if that streak's intact next Friday night around 10 p.m.
Whew, it's going to be.
Better be. They better be ready.
And like you said, Metter, you want some respect? You win a state title, you're going to get it. Because you would have gone through both Brooks and Irwin.
Yeah, they're going to have to go through the gambit there to get it done. If they do that, then more power to them.
It's the Kip Butthurt segment.
There you go. The Butthurt segment this week. Number 5 on the Butthurt list, the North Carolina Tar Heels. 2 touchdowns in 26 seconds.
Ouch.
They just gave away the football game.
They sure did.
Last night to NC State. Which is, significant because Jason Bishop, back in August, had North Carolina in his preseason top 10. What are they today? 6-6.
Bowl eligible, baby.
So there you go. Jason Bishop with his predictions that he's never wrong on. 6-6 Tar Heels. Mount Everest away from being in the top 10. Number 4 on the Butthurt list this week. The 0-10-1 Detroit Lions. Detroit has
painful
figured out a way to blow 4 fourth quarter leads this football season. 3 of those have been field goals on the last play of the game to lose.
So painful.
0-10-1, the Detroit Lions.
The new Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nah, I think they were the Detroit Lions long before Jacksonville came into the league. Number 3 on the Butthurt list for my buddy Rick Allen, who's watching on Facebook Live, the Florida Gators. You better beat FSU today, or you're going to finish 5-7.
I don't think they are.
You better beat the Seminoles today.
I don't think they are.
Or you're going 5-7. All you Gator fans out there, I hadn't heard a lot from you lately. You've been kind of hiding, heard a lot of crickets chirping. Hadn't seen a lot of Gator fans. I was in Academy Sports yesterday, and the Gator attire in Academy Sports had spider webs on it. Really? I walked, went over there looking. I, you know, hit a shirt, dust came off of it in Academy Sports.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a true story. I took check for myself.
I'm sure it is.
Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. On Halloween morning, the Auburn Tigers were sitting there at 6-2 on the season.
Yes, they were.
On Halloween, they were, everything's out there. They control their own destiny in the SEC West.
Uh-huh.
Well, Thanksgiving weekend, they're 6-5, and they've got Alabama coming in for the Iron Bowl today. So everything has fallen apart for the Auburn Tigers.
And Bo Nix is out.
Bo Nix is out, and Auburn probably going to get some low-level, you know, like Birmingham Bowl or some bowl like that where they can, who knows. But Auburn was 6-2 at Halloween. Now they're on the verge of going 6-6.
That's a great idea. We should do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings Bowl.
Okay. And number one, I've been waiting for a long time. And it always is going to happen. You just got to be patient. It just got to be patient. I'll ask you the question, Jason. Who does less with more than the Dallas Cowboys? They're number one on the butt hurt list this week. 6-1 on the season. Started out 6-1. They've lost three of their last four games. And they figure out ways to lose football games.
That was inventive.
The Dallas Cowboys. Just be patient, Cowboy fans. Or be patient, because you know what you're going to get from the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to jump out, you know, to a quick start, and then they're going to fade down the stretch. That's what the Dallas Cowboys do year in and year out. These Cowboy fans, you know, they came out in droves when, you know, Cowboys were playing well. Well, they can't beat an AFC West team right now. They've lost to the Raiders. They've lost to the Broncos. They've lost to the Chiefs here in recent weeks. I mean, there can't be another AFC West team on the schedule this year.
Las Vegas.
They lost to them on Thanksgiving.
And my point.
Yeah. So now, Dallas, you can go back to beating up on the NFC least teams,
mm-hmm,
and just get in the playoffs and beat your chest until you run up on the Green Bay Packers, until you run up on the Tampa Bay Bucks, until you run up on the Los Angeles Rams, or even the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cowboys are going to do what they have been doing for the last 25, 26 years. They'll go into hibernation around New Year's, and then they'll come back out in August beating their chests once again. That's the Dallas Cowboys we have come to expect.
You're right, though. That's a really good point you made. There have been a lot of years in recent memory when in the former world that was a 16-game NFL schedule where the Dallas Cowboys start out 3-0, 4-0, sometimes 5-0, and then they would end 8-8, 9-7.
That's what they do.
I mean, just, that's happened a lot.
Just be patient, because the Dallas Cowboys will reveal their true selves to you. That's what they do.
You credit. That's quite an astute. It's quite an astute observation, Kip.
That's what they do. That's the Dallas Cowboys. They've got all this talent assembled on the roster, and then they just go into a nosedive. They'll start throwing everybody under the bus. Jerry will start talking about Dak. Paid him all this money. He's not doing the job. I paid Ezekiel Elliott all this money. He's not doing the job. Amari Cooper, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, you can't stay healthy. Then you get COVID. I mean, when he's not in the lineup, CeeDee Lamb's getting, you know, concussions. I mean, Michael Gallup's dropping passes. I mean,
they brought him in, too.
Yeah. I mean, you got a cornerback. I don't even remember his name. Four pass interference penalties on Thanksgiving Day. So he's got a bullseye on his back. Cowboys, at the end of the day, you don't play defense. And if you don't play defense, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. And I just love it when I can come on this show and just berate Dallas Cowboys. I love it. That makes my day to get on these Cowboys on this show.
When you were jumping on Ware County earlier in this broadcast on the show,
yes.
I was telling you that you can't be as poignant with what you say. You need to sprinkle some sugar on that. So basically, instead of saying Dallas is terrible, why don't we just say Dallas right now isn't playing up to potential?
Dallas right now stinks. There goes your PC statement. Instead of pouring sugar on them, just, you know, drag them over a 30-foot razor blade and pour salt on them. That's the Dallas Cowboys. There you go. Cowboy fans, and you bring it. The sad thing is you bring it all on yourself because you're out here thumping, beating your chest for weeks and months, and now I can't find a Dallas Cowboy fan anywhere. They usually blow up my social media page when I do Facebook Live, but there's no Cowboy fans on here today. Can't find them.
Let's go break.
Went off on the...
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
All I'm saying is that if Georgia draws Cincinnati, Georgia's won, Cincinnati's 4, Georgia escaped that game last year with the Bearcats on a last-second field goal. They didn't beat them. They survived it.
Okay.
And Cincinnati's a better team this year than they were last year.
Yeah. I mean, as a Georgia fan, that'd be like waking up with a winning lottery ticket. I mean, Lord, please let somebody like Texas, San Antonio, or Cincinnati or, you know, letting him land in that fourth spot.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And I will tell you this, if Alabama loses to Georgia and Cincinnati loses to Houston, you might very well see the University of Texas San Antonio get in. They are undefeated.
Let me tell you something. And, you know, I always advocate for the little guy.
Which is completely false.
Because that's what I do.
No, it's not.
But the committee does not have an appetite for Texas San Antonio. The committee's not putting them in. And you could bet the farm on that.
All right, let's get to some of these games. As I always tell you, want to make a little bit of extra money? Listen to what I'm telling you. Put a grand on the upset that I'm going to tell you.
Like like Georgia Tech over Notre Dame last week, 55-0. And I said three times before you let it just come out of your mouth, man, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And you picked Georgia Tech to beat Notre Dame last week. Wow. Go ahead. There you go. How about $1,000? Bet $1,000. Man, it's Christmas time. Man, don't make people lose their Christmas money.
You'd have $2,000 if you won.
No, you'd have nothing.
Ole Miss 31-21 over Mississippi State. 27-16 San Diego State over Boise. 16 Iowa beats Nebraska 28-21. Cincinnati sets themselves up with Houston next week in the AAC title game. 35-13 over East Carolina. Arkansas 34, Mizzou 17. Utah 28, Colorado 13, NC State over North Carolina 34-30. All right, now our pick'em games. Number 2, Ohio State at number 5, Michigan. Michigan's at home. Michigan has only won this game once in how many years, Kip?
They've lost 15 out of 16 to Ohio State.
If now's not the time, you said this, I'm stealing your line. If now's not the time, when? You're at home, but Ohio State just throttled Michigan State, who ran the ball down Michigan's throat just a couple of weeks. I want to pick Michigan. I really, really do. But I just can't do it. Ohio State wins.
Michigan's got to win this game sooner or later.
Harbaugh hadn't beaten them.
I don't believe they're going to win today. But I'm picking them to win just because I want to see them win. I don't have any logic behind it.
Number 24, Houston at UConn. Blowout, Houston.
Oh, big blowout.
Number 18, Wake Forest at Boston College. Wake Forest wins, and they're in the ACC championship game against Pitt. They do get it done. They beat Boston College on the road.
Yes, I'll go with that.
Number 1, Georgia at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech has not played Georgia in a couple of years because of COVID.
Don't do it.
This group has not played the dogs. They're hungry to get a chance at Georgia. Jeff Collins has been there for 3 years.
Don't
he has yet to win a big game. Not yet won one solitary big game. Georgia Tech's at home.
Don't do it.
Georgia Tech has recruited well.
Don't do it.
The 3 years that Collins has been there, they haven't played Georgia. Some of those kids are getting their first chance at the Bulldogs. The millions of Georgia Tech fans are
going to be outnumbered at home by red and black today.
Will populate the stadium. They will come out in droves to the Dodd. But at the end of the day, it don't matter because Georgia is that much better.
So you went into this big diatribe and Georgia's going to beat Tech like a rented mule today.
Texas Tech at 8, Baylor. I'll take Baylor.
Me too.
University of Texas, San Antonio. If they win and get some help, they might start making a case to try to get themselves in the college football playoff. They go to North Texas today, who's 5-6. They might get it done.
They'll get it done and get a bid to the Bahamas Bowl. It'd be a good holiday season for whatever their mascot is.
Oregon State at 11, Oregon. I'll take the Ducks to rebound.
Yes, I'll take Oregon. They get a shot rematch possibly with Utah here next week.
And that brings up a very interesting scenario. If Oregon beats Utah in the rematch, wins the Pac-12.
They got two losses.
And have a win over Ohio State.
They've got two losses.
But one of their losses will be the team they beat.
Yeah, see, losses matter in real polls, okay? Not just that garbage you come up with. Losses do matter. So go ahead.
Matter in my poll, too. Yeah. Penn State at 12, Michigan State. I'll take Penn State.
I'll take Michigan State in this one at home.
Number three, Alabama at Auburn. Alabama rolls.
Yeah, they roll. Auburn's backup quarterback. They've kind of nosedived in November, and they'll continue to nosedive today.
14, Wisconsin goes on the road at Minnesota. Wisconsin wins. They're into the Big Ten championship game. Minnesota pulls an upset today, knocks them off.
Wisconsin's playing good defense. Almost circled Minnesota, but Wisconsin, I'll go with the Badgers.
Texas A&M at LSU, I'll take the Aggies.
I don't know why. Something tells me LSU's going to win this game, but I got Texas A&M circled.
23, Clemson at South Carolina. I'm taking South Carolina to win this football game.
I'm taking them as well.
All right. Number 10, Oklahoma at 7, Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State is the best team in the Big 12 by far, and I think they prove it today, and I think they blow out the Sooners at home.
If you look at that all-time series,
I know.
It is just insane how Oklahoma's dominated the Cowboys for 100 years. But I got Oklahoma State circled, and they've got an outside shot of getting into the playoff. I got them picked today.
I think it's more than an outside shot.
They went out. They're in.
I think so. 17, Pitt at Syracuse. I'll take Pitt.
Yeah, I'll take Pitt. A Pitt-Wake Forest ACC championship game. Wow. I mean, that's one you could stay up all Friday night and don't go to bed and watch that game on Saturday and catch up on the sleep that you missed the night before.
Number 6, Notre Dame at Stanford. I'll take the Irish.
Me too.
13, BYU at USC. This is going to be a tight game. I'll take BYU, though.
I got BYU.
In the SEC, Florida State and Florida. Florida State goes to the Swamp. If Florida loses this game, they do not get bowl eligible.
5-7, baby.
Florida State knocks off the Gators at home.
This is for a bowl game. The winner of this game gets a bowl. I'm picking Florida. I don't know why, but I'm picking the Gators.
Vandy at Tennessee, I'll take the Vols.
Yes, blowout.
Kentucky at Louisville, I'll take Kentucky.
Yes.
Miami at Duke, I'll take Miami.
Yes.
South Florida at Central Florida, I'll take UCF.
Me too.
Troy at Georgia State, I'll take Georgia State.
Me too.
Georgia Southern at App State. I'll take App State. Congratulate Clay Helton off to a good start down there.
Just recruit Middle and South Georgia and Atlanta, Clay Helton. You have a good football team.
We've already seen him down in the coastal Georgia area already.
Making offers.
Davidson at Kennesaw State. First round of playoffs, Kennesaw State.
Yep.
Second round of playoffs in Division 3.
Two.
Yeah. Division 2, West Georgia at Valdosta State. I'll take Valdosta State.
I'll take Valdosta State. West Georgia, though, is playing good football right now. Should be a good game. Rivalry game in Valdosta.
Boy, we got through that last little part there. Rapid fire. Kip, I'm proud of you.
I mean, good deal. I mean, good games on tap today. Rivalry weekend. Michigan, here's your opportunity. If you don't get it done, it's time for Jim Harbaugh to go.
Enough said.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Why are you so salty today?
Not salty. If Michigan loses to Ohio State, is it time to fire Jim Harbaugh?
That's a tough
one. I mean, they're going to have a 10-win season. I mean, is it time? He can't beat Ohio State. I mean, in a rivalry game.
Got him at home.
I mean, Dan Kirby's gotten two Florida coaches fired because they can't win rivalry games. So how does Jim Harbaugh keep getting a pass if he can't beat Ohio State?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. Biggest selection of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and adult beverages in the beer cave. Brrr. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
I want to talk about the Georgia Southern hire for just a minute and Clay Helton. I think it's a great hire for the Eagles. Coming from a big-time program at USC, Clay Helton, he had a pretty moderate success with the Trojans as well. He's not a coach that just completely failed at USC. Going to Georgia Southern, I think he's going to do a lot of really good things. I think offensively, Georgia Southern is going to be much better. Defensively, too, I think he's a good hire. I think he's a good fit. And as you mentioned before we went on the air, we've already seen him out and about recruiting Middle Georgia and South Georgia. As you know, this show airs from the coastal Georgia area, and we've already seen him down this way.
He's already been to Brunswick High School. I'm assuming he's been to probably Camden, probably been to Glen Academy, some of the local schools that turn out college prospects. Some offers have been made, so he's making his presence felt so far. That's what you got
to
do.
I can guarantee you he's been to Metter and to Calvary Day. Guarantee you.
When Georgia Southern was great, think back to the Irk days in the 80s. I mean, Irk Russell.
And
90s recruited South Georgia hard. Think about that. All great players from South Georgia were on that roster, and they were winning. They wanted to play for Georgia Southern. I mean, there's a lot of talent in Middle and South Georgia that could, may not be top-tier talent that can go to a Georgia or even a Georgia Tech and play, but they can come to Georgia Southern and have good college football careers.
I want to talk about also some of the conference championship games. We know for a fact the SEC is going to be Georgia and Alabama. Georgia's going to throttle Alabama. That game won't be close. Georgia's going to win that game going away by 3 touchdowns.
I believe it when I see it.
If Alabama's quarterback thinks that he's going to be able to run around and make a lot of those plays that we saw him make against Ole Miss a couple of weeks ago,
Oh, he's not going to pat the ball.
He's in for a rude awakening, because the last thing Alabama wants to do, especially if they want to try to win that football game, is get him outside the pocket. That's not a key for success.
Wild card's going to be how Alabama's defense stacks up against the Georgia offense. I think the Georgia offense is very underrated, and I think with George Pickens coming back, who could be available next week, Dominique Blaylock's back in the receiving core. I mean, I think Georgia's offense is very, very underrated because their defense has been so good this year. I think Georgia can score some points on Alabama.
You remember what I told you earlier in the year where when Stetson Bennett stepped in to start and I said that he would not give that job back, that JT Daniels would not see the field again, and Georgia had a quarterback controversy, and this guy next to me was like, oh, JT Daniels, he's going to come back.
He was the starter, but he was out too long.
Stetson Bennett's going to win a national championship for Georgia because of what he can do with his legs.
He's going to got an opportunity. I think Georgia, if they even lose to Alabama, I think they're still in the playoff.
That's a really good point about the Georgia receivers, because I think that most people felt like defensively, if they could force Stetson Bennett to try to put the ball to the outside to average receivers, that would limit the Georgia offense if they could stop the run and cram the middle against the tight ends. But now with Pickens back and Blaylock there too, I don't know that you can do that.
Those are five-star receivers coming out of high school. I don't know how effective Pickens is going to be, but he could be a decoy. You got to cover him. You can't cover him one-on-one, and you haven't been able to when he's healthy. So we shall see. Kiaris Jackson, I mean, Ladd McConkey's had a good year. I mean, those tight ends, both the tight ends. Georgia's got some weapons on offense. James Cook out of the backfield.
And Bowers had a breakout year at tight end. Huge year.
He got left off the Mackey Award finalist list. How in the heck did that happen? Because he was a freshman?
Travesty.
I don't know.
By the way, Twitter question of the week. Go to Bishop _ show to vote for this on Twitter. Is Clay Helton a good hire for Georgia Southern? That's on our
Twitter. I think it's a great hire.
Bishop _ show. Go vote. And the next game, 18 Wake Forest at, well, either 18 Wake Forest or 20 NC State will play Pitt in the ACC championship game. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Wake Forest or NC State versus Pitt. Not Miami, not Florida State, not Clemson, not Virginia Tech, none of those teams. NC State, Wake Forest, Pitt. Those are three teams that could possibly get in.
What if Wake Forest lays an egg today?
Then it'd be NC State.
Golly. You got that for a championship game in a conference. Mm. And you wonder why. If Clemson's down, the ACC is just total garbage.
Well, it's more than Clemson. Florida State is down. Miami.
Miami's down. Miami's probably going to hire a new coach.
Lane Kiffin.
You would think that he'd be a top target. Looks like Florida settled on Billy Napier.
Yep, they're probably going to announce that Monday.
And then LSU, you keep hearing rumors that Lincoln Riley's coming to Baton Rouge. They say he's been offered $12, $13 million a year to come coach LSU. We'll see.
In the Big 12, Oklahoma State is definitely in no matter what happens today with Oklahoma. Oklahoma, if they win, they're in the Big 12 championship game. They'd get a rematch with Oklahoma State regardless of the outcome, or if Baylor loses. So if Baylor wins, Oklahoma loses, Baylor's in against Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State just needs to take care of business two straight weeks, and they'll get in.
They'll be in. If they win those two games against Oklahoma twice or Oklahoma Baylor, whichever way, Oklahoma State gets
Oklahoma
in.
Oklahoma State's been playing pretty good defense.
In the Big Ten, Ohio State or Michigan versus Iowa or Wisconsin. If Wisconsin wins, they're in, and of course, the winner of Ohio State and Michigan gets in as well.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here.
Okay.
Say, and this is hypothetical, say Michigan beats Ohio State today.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If Michigan beats Ohio State today, they're going to lose the Big Ten championship game next week.
Okay. So that takes Big Ten out. Puts Notre Dame in.
Yes.
That's what happens.
That's what the committee's hoping is going to happen. They want mass chaos so they can figure out a way
to get Notre Dame
into the playoff.
Well, that would do it.
That's what they want.
That would do it.
So Cincinnati, you know, again, there's never been a person on this show that fights for little people like I do. It would be the playoff committee's worst nightmare if Cincinnati wins that AA Triple C whatever football championship game next week?
Cincinnati and Houston in the AAC championships. AAC. Cincinnati okay. and Houston in that game. Cincinnati and Houston, that's going to be a tough one for Cincinnati. Houston's probably going to be the best team they've seen.
Cincinnati seems like a team that's on a destiny. You got to put a group of five team in there eventually. Cincinnati, you win next week, you're in. I think you're in regardless.
Oregon and Utah.
This has been the Jason Utah. Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to the Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The final four in the GHSA playoffs are set. The Swainsboro Tigers punched their ticket to the Final Four, knocking off Northeast 12-9 in a dogfight. The Metter Tigers also advanced to the Final Four, hanging 60 on Turner 60-21. The Appling County Pirates continue sailing through the playoffs, upending Thompson 21-7. Pierce County advanced as well, eliminating Peach County 30-25. Benedictine ended Marist's season 24-21 in a heavyweight bout. Both Calvary Day and Lowndes had their seasons end last night as well. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.